Good morning. The deep storm system that brought a bunch of snow to northeastern parts of New England and a gusty wind across the entire northeastern part of the country continues to track north and east and over the Canadian Maritimes. So it'll still be rather gusty today, but the wind will relax a bit from yesterday. And we'll have a fair amount of sunshine as high pressure is building in from the Mid-Atlantic region and Ohio Valley. With that sunshine mixing with clouds and a breeze, temperatures will find our way off the morning lows and back up through the 40s and on average into the lower and mid-50s for afternoon highs. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight and we'll go back into the 30s. Tomorrow, around the backside of that high-pressure center, it'll stay dry with a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be even milder with highs pushing into the upper 50s to near 60. The next front will slide through the region on Tuesday night and clear through New England on Wednesday morning. Not much in the way of moisture with this front, so perhaps a passing shower during the overnight period and some leftover clouds on Wednesday morning, then increasing sunshine on Wednesday afternoon with highs pushing back into the middle and upper 50s. Another disturbance will dive in from the Great Lakes on Thursday with mostly cloudy skies and the chance of showers with highs in the lower 50s before it teams up with some energy from a southern jet stream, which will produce a bigger storm along the coast on Friday. As a result, the wind will pick up again out of the north and it will be mostly cloudy and breezy with rain and some wet snow showers in the mountains to round out the work week, and highs will stay in the middle to upper 40s. A chilly weekend with highs staying in the 40s and a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday and the chance for a few rain or snow showers on Sunday with highs again in the middle 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings are in effect for the Colorado Rockies. A storm system moving through the region will produce 5 to 8 inches of snow above 9,000 feet. Winter weather advisories are out between 8,000 and 9,500 feet for 3 to 5 inches of snow. And the Joint Typhoon Warning Center in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, is issuing advisories on Super Typhoon Nuri, located 531 miles south-southeast of Kadena Air Force Base in Japan. Nuri has maximum sustained winds of 180 miles per hour and gusts to 220 miles per hour. Nuri is expected to intensify further, and maximum sustained winds could top out at 190 miles per hour with gusts as high as 230 miles per hour. On its current forecast track, though, Nuri is expected to remain over open water and track east of Japan during the next 2 to 5 days. As the typhoon encounters cooler waters, a weakening trend is also expected after tomorrow. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Gander Airport, Newfoundland in Canada, at 10:10 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Charlotte, North Carolina, at 8:26 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog, 3 above zero with a northwest wind at 69 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and drifting snow and 18 degrees with a southeast wind at 20 miles per hour. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 31 degrees, the dew point 24, 76% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.03 inches, and currently it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 82 degrees at Dalhart, Texas, to a low of 9 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy near 60, Boston sunny and windy near 50, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine and breezy with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 47 degrees, the low 35. The average temperature 41, that's 3 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 0.04 of an inch for the month, which is 0.19 below normal. And 31.93 inches for the year, which is 1.43 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 24 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 46. That's 4 above normal. And 526 for the season, which is 161 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees. The average low, 35. The record high, 75, set in 1990. And the record low, 20, in 1980. Sunrise this morning was at 6:32 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:45 p.m. 10 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today, still breezy, but milder, with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today, still a bit breezy, but milder, with highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today, still breezy, but a bit milder, with highs in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the middle 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today, still breezy, milder though, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today, still breezy, but a bit milder, with highs reaching the lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, even milder, in the upper 50s to around 60. A shower late Tuesday night, and some clouds Wednesday morning, then increasing sunshine Wednesday afternoon in the middle to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy, with rain showers around on Thursday in the lower 50s. Rain or snow showers around Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy in the upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 40s Saturday, and mostly cloudy with a rain or snow shower Sunday, and highs in the mid 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.